curious about why the fourth chapter in the Quran Surah An-Nisa is called The Women? In today's video, you'll uncover the powerful reasons and insights behind its naming. Let's dive right in. Session 536, Surat An-Nisa, The Women, An Introduction. We always begin by reflecting on the name of the chapter, and here we have the fourth chapter of the Noble Quran, Surat An-Nisa, a beautiful name that honors women, one of the two genders of the human species. Interestingly, the Almighty did not reveal a surah called Surat Al-Rijal, the men. Instead, we have a chapter called An-Nisa, which includes many rulings concerning women. Women's rights and responsibilities are not only discussed in this chapter, but also elaborated on in Surat Al-Ma'idah, Surat Al-Azab, Surat Al-Mujadila, Surat Al-Mumtahina, Surat At-Talaq, and Surat At-Tarim, namely chapters 5, 33, 58, 60, 65, and 66, respectively. Each chapter provides an in-depth study of different aspects of the women's rights. Why did Allah dedicate various parts of the Quran to women's issues? Why is this so significant? Because women are the vessels that carry and nurture humanity. Men's role in life involves engaging with various aspects of the world, striving and working hard to provide. Men toil the land to grow crops, raise animals to provide food and clothing for their families, and utilize the earth's resources for building and mining. In general, life can be categorized into four main types: inanimate objects, plant, animal, and human life. Men primarily interact with inanimate, plant, and animal life, while women are entrusted with nurturing the human species. Isn't it a tremendous honor that Allah has given to women? Consider this scenario. You're walking down the street and see your neighbor's house on fire. With only a few minutes to act, would you save the houseplants, the house pet, money, and jewelry? Or would you rescue the child in the house? Allah has entrusted women with the most precious responsibility. It is both a great honor and a monumental task. Let's look at the early stages of life across different forms. We find that plants and animals have relatively short childhoods. Some reptiles do not have a childhood at all, as they hatch alone with no parent around. Other animals have a childhood no longer than a month, while only a few continue their childhood for a year or two. Some plants, like long-lived trees, have a childhood of around 7 years. In contrast, human childhood spans from birth to about 14 years, a remarkably long period of growth and learning. Why is this so? We answer that Allah gave this honored human creation a long period of nurturing because it corresponds with the enormity of the task ahead. Humans are God's successors on earth. Thus, they require extensive attention and preparation to maturity. This time is mainly spent in the mother's embrace. In childhood, a person learns physical, social, and emotional skills. A baby closely watches the mother and mirrors her behavior. Children spend long hours under the mother's nurturing care while their father works hard to provide for the family and support his wife. A woman took her husband to court because he wanted full custody of their son after their divorce. Standing before the judge, she argued passionately. She said, "He carried him lightly," implying that her husband was hardly aware of the child's existence in his private parts. She went on, "He placed him out of lust, while I carried him as a heavy burden, reluctantly, and delivered him into this world in pain and agony." A man said to Abdullah ibn Umar, "May Allah be pleased with him, I carried my aging mother on my back from Khorasan until I completed the Hajj pilgrimage with her. Do you think I have repaid her and honored her rights?" He replied, "No, not even for a single contraction she suffered during childbirth." Surat Al-Imran gave us real-life examples of men and women from the Imran family for all people to follow. They led exemplary lives, held on to faith, and from them came messengers and others who were instrumental in implementing God's teachings. Take, for example, the wife of Imran, even though neither she nor Miriam, mother of our beloved Jesus, were prophets or messengers, they set the highest standards for us to follow as they faithfully fulfilled their Lord's commands. Surah An-Nisa addresses inheritance rights, marriage regulations, the fair treatment of women, protection against injustice, guidelines for divorce, and support for orphans. God willing, we will study every ayah and word of this surah together. If you want to take this journey with us, subscribe, like, and hit the bell icon so you do not miss a tafsir video. Help us spread the knowledge by sharing Quran Garden with your loved ones.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.